All right, this is Jimmy Power recording my MassCom 101 new media project for my interview on NPR StoryCorps. Today, I'm interviewing Aaron Guzman, a local Richmondite who's 10 years older than me and I find to be a very interesting individual. And today, we're going to talk about information, technology, and how it's evolved over the years. All right, Aaron.
Okay, I think it's Richmonder, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
Teach them. All right. I guess start this off. How do you think that all this information at our fingertips, like Google and like social media, has affected people's ability to learn and their ability to seek out new information?
How it's it's undeniably allowed or facilitated people's like acquisition of knowledge. So if you want to learn a new language, you can just Duolingo.com. Boom, right. And then you can start learning Duolingo. If I wanted to see what was on, above the fold in Indonesia, I can look it up immediately right then and there. Whereas, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it would be a day, 2 days, or however long it would take for some sort of communication to travel to where I could make any sort of use of it or just become cognizant of it. Right. Now, it's so instantaneous that I can learn.
I think that instantaneousness is sort of it's like a double-edged sword because you have this opportunity to learn anything whenever you want just by searching something quickly, but it's also sort of like you don't exactly have to dig and understand a whole chapter or a whole concept of something. You can just get the short answer of something, and I feel like in the long run it's sort of inhibiting people's ability to understand concepts as a whole and sort of taking the shortcut route of just understanding one simple answer for everything.
I would agree. I think it has diminished the value of what I feel like my parents would say, like hard work. Like learning language used to take really hard work, but now I can watch videos on YouTube in Spanish or on Netflix immediately, a library of any sort of film in another language, or I can read encyclopedias or Wikipedia, the hub of all quote-unquote knowledge.
What about social media? Because I myself have stopped using social media and I have a hard time thinking of any pros or any really positive things behind social media other than being able to reach out to people on other sides of the world.
I guess it depends on how it is you're using it, I guess. Social media would be, a broad idea or tool, and depending on how you use it. If you just use it socially and recreationally, it's a good tool for sending messages and pictures and images and videos to your friends, wherever they are. And it's cute because you can edit it and subjectivize all of it. But let's say now Snapchat, Snapchat premiums, people can make, not businesses, but invest time and effort to generate an income. Maybe those individuals who may not have been able to find stable or higher paying jobs can turn to something like this, whereas before something like Snapchat Premium or social media was available or present, would not have been able to.
So you feel like it's opened up a lot of opportunities for reaching out people that would normally be out of touch. Like instead of reaching out through someone through like mail or showing up in person, you can just send them a tweet or something like that.
It could, but I think it can be a double-edged sword because the frequency with which now we can send these messages may diminish the value. Sometimes people like getting postcards that are handwritten or a letter.
It's impersonal.
Right. It can be the social media medium can maybe alienate or remove some of that personality between communication.
Okay. That makes sense.
So there are positives and negatives, I think.
I feel like there are far more negatives, though. At least in that sense. There's definitely many positives when it comes to the amount of knowledge that we're able to access, but yeah, like you said, it's about diminishing the hard work of all that and everything. It's hard to maintain that balance and try to at least in my experience in today's society, at least with millennials and all that, it's hard to sort of be that person that wants to go out and actually learn things, like, genuinely. It's hard to...
Right.
That makes sense.
So, like, so I guess you would agree with technology has made things more available, but it's also sort of decreased the value of working towards finishing any of these things because the other options that are available may distract or detract away from all of the other options people can invest in. Like, if I wanted to learn a language, but I got tired of it and I didn't want to put the work and time into it, I can go to YouTube and maybe practice guitar.
Right.
And while those two things, maybe standing alone, were good hobbies to develop or good, you know, skills to have and learn, something technology would be facilitating, it's also redirecting my attention to two things or three things or four things or five things.
Right.
Just because it's readily available and so quick and fast.
I've definitely noticed a decrease in, like, attention span and all that. It's definitely a huge part of all of this, but I guess my main question would be, how have you managed to maintain that, like, work ethic or that, like, that passion for seeking out information throughout all these different advancements, and how have you maintained that sort of mindset with all of these new options readily available to you?
Well, like you were saying before, there are a lot of negatives, and some of the negatives that I and I think a lot of people have experienced is maybe it's always been there, but it's definitely more noticeable now, like fake information, phone news, fake news. I feel like I'm a good communicator and very confident, and I'm very personable, so I like to speak with somebody face to face. There are things that, you know, a snap or a tweet can convey, like how a person is, like a face would when you were talking to it, or, you know, body language, or even hearing the inflection in somebody's voice.
Exactly.
So, I think I don't consciously move myself away from using social media or taking advantage of my great access to knowledge via the internet, but I think just personally for me, I'm much more empirically guided. I want to see things and experience.
What does that mean?
I want to see them and experience them firsthand, as opposed to
hearing about it
or just seeing a picture or reading about what one of my friends or family members was doing.
Because that's valuable. I get that.
Right. I'm not going to remember an experience like receiving a snap, you know, or a tweet, but if I was there, I could remember the event more vividly, or it could make a greater impact on myself. It could develop into a story and maybe a cherished memory. But if I just, like, read a tweet from, you know, ABC, like, friend ABC, I was like, whoa, something serious has just happened. Oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Right. So just get out and communicate with people about what's on your mind, really, is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, people are a little more sensitive about that nowadays. Now,
it's hard to reach that sort of level in basic conversation.
Right.
I don't know if that's a generational thing or if that's always been that way, because I'm limited, but I've definitely noticed just a sort of, like, a standoffishness towards that type of seriousness in conversation.
Well, I think it would be some collateral damage of social media, because it's the anonymity of social media too, like tweeting or, you know, being a keyboard warrior and commenting on YouTube videos or being more threatening or aggressive online.
Mm-hmm.
While you're hiding behind a screen has empowered a lot of people, but it's also removed their sort of thick skin when it comes to communicating in person, because if you communicate with somebody in person now, emotions can tend to rise quickly. People are less likely to humor other ideas. Everything is a conflict as opposed to a comment.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, Twitter in specific is, what I've heard, is just, like, very, like, instinctual. Like, you're limited to such a short, like, 140 character limit. And so people will just say, like, this most simplified, like, just straight up version of what they're trying to say. And it really... it's not how real conversation works, and it's just, I don't know, it's taking conversation in a weird direction that it's, I don't know.
Well, I mean, communication has developed through a series of different, you know, forms. Like, it could have been clicks or rock taps or, you know, large body movements, and only when we had started developing, like, speech to be able to communicate specific ideas between two individuals, to have ideas later replicated. So we went from physical movement as communication to linguistic and vocal communication to spread and share our ideas. Now we're just moving into the next era of communication. So the comments that we're having now could be prescient. We can be looking into or coming up with some ideas that may happen in the future. Maybe communication can completely, vocal and linguistic communication can go completely by the wayside, and now we just have this technologized, hyper-quick, instantaneous, and anonymous form of communication going forward. It seems like it could be developing that way.
Yeah. It's weird. It's transitioning into sort of like a Wall-E-esque society, in my opinion.
A dystopian, alienated society where nobody talks to each other anymore. We're all hermits.
Yeah, it scares me a little bit, but...
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what some of the other long-term effects of mass instantaneous communication will have on our society.
Alright. Anything else to add?
Nah, I'm good.
Alright, cool. So just watch out and try and be as real as possible, as in person as possible.
Yeah.
Is what I've gathered.
Yeah, as real as possible, yeah.
Alright. Well put. Alright, well I guess that's a wrap, right?
It's a wrap.
Cool.
I'm sure that's 5 minutes.
Let's get it. Alright. This has been Jimmy Power with MassCom 101 New Media Project. Hope everyone learned something. Have a good day.